The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. Don't you love sloths? Known for their slow-moving nature, from whence they get their name, sloths have very low metabolic rates that keep them from doing much of anything for most of the day. But do these tree-loving mammals also take the slothful approach to the mating game? Well, there are six species of living sloths, which are classified as either three-toed sloths or two-toed sloths, and live throughout the jungles of Central and South America. Despite sharing a name and a similar appearance, the two types of sloths aren't closely related and actually belong to two different taxonomic families. Three-toed sloths exhibit strong polygyny and weak female promiscuity, in which certain males are very reproductively successful, mating with many females and fathering the majority of offspring in a population. Two-toed sloths, on the other hand, appear to have weak polygyny and strong female promiscuity. Sloth copulation is rarely witnessed in the wild, but researchers have reported seeing it occur both with the male mounting the female from behind and face to face. The act is brief, ending in just a few minutes. So sloths aren't always as slow and sluggish as their name and reputation imply.
The 90-Second Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and the Cincinnati Zoo, with support from Cincinnati Public Radio members to spread the good news of the natural world.